Blackstone Audio presents Carol by Patricia Highsmith. This book is read by Cassandra Campbell.
Part 1. Chapter 1. The lunch hour in the co-workers' cafeteria at Frankenberg's had reached its peak. There was no room left at any of the long tables, and more people were arriving to wait back of the wooden barricades by the cash register. People who had already got their trays of food wandered about between the tables in search of a spot they could squeeze into, or a place that somebody was about to leave. But there was no place. The roar of dishes, chairs, voices, shuffling feet, and the brack of the turnstiles in the bare walled room was like the din of a single huge machine. Therese ate nervously, with the Welcome to Frankenberg's booklet propped up in front of her against a sugar container. She had read the thick booklet through last week, in the first day of training class, but she had nothing else with her to read, and in the co-workers' cafeteria, she felt it necessary to concentrate on something. So she read again about vacation benefits, the 3 weeks vacation given to people who had worked 15 years at Frankenberg's, and she ate the hot plate special of the day, a grayish slice of roast beef with a ball of mashed potatoes covered with brown gravy, a heap of peas, and a tiny paper cup of horseradish. She tried to imagine what it would be like to have worked 15 years in Frankenberg's department store, and she found she was unable to. 25 years got 4 weeks vacation, the booklet said. Frankenberg's also provided a camp for summer and winter vacationers. They should have a church.